Lady, what is your prevailing emotion after that?
Prevailing emotion, I think it has to be relief. I think, you know, when you start a season, you're desperate for those first points, that first win. It's been a horrible feeling, I think, for everyone connected with the club that we haven't got those wins and we haven't performed as well as we can. And I thought today was a real test for us mentally. I mean, we dominated the game first half, absolutely dominated the ball, and without playing with our normal fluency, because I think the situation that we're in, a lack of chances created. And then we go 1-0 down, and I think at that moment everyone's asking real questions of us and how do we respond. And thankfully the players again have come through and shown what they're made of.
I know you probably won't like to give yourself credit, but how much of a difference did the introduction of Jordan Ibe make?
Yeah, I don't think it's not about that decision, it's about the player. Jordan's actually trained very well. He's been knocking on the door to start games. I think he's improved from last season. He's a player of special talent. He can beat people. He's very good in 1v1 duels. He's slightly different to any winger that we have. And I thought you saw tonight that the pleasing thing for him is that he's got two assists. He's actually made a real contribution into the game. And not that just that, his overall game was very good. He looked really confident tonight. And I think the goals changed the team. Suddenly we looked like a team full of confidence ourselves. So that win hopefully will do wonders for us.
I guess when you're scratching around looking for goals and people to stand up and take their moment, Andrew Sermon was one of the more unlikely goal heroes, wasn't he?
You could say that, yeah. If I had, the players lined up, he wouldn't have been one of them. But he is actually a very good finisher. Obviously, he just plays slightly too deep, really, to see that on a regular basis. But the composure he showed for his goal was of the highest level. And, great to see that go in.
And what will that do for Jermaine as well? We saw him have one chance he fashioned for himself in the first half, but he just needed another sniff there to take that opportunity.
Well, they're the type of moments that he will thrive on. You know, the slip pass, the weight of the pass on the angle. And there was no, you know, although in our situation, you're hoping for something to fall to someone. For me, when he turned and hit that, I thought there was no other place it was going to go other than in. And it's up to the team, hopefully, to try and find ways to supply him more.
And you mentioned it earlier on, but the test of character, given the way the season has started, to then go 1-0 down at home to a newly promoted team, how deep do they have to dig mentally tonight there?
Yeah, very deep, I think. They're not going to undercook it. The atmosphere had turned a little bit in the stadium, which I probably understand, given the circumstances of how the game unfolded and with the run behind it. I think if we'd have come here winning games previously, with the way that we played today, I think we would have scored and looked certainly more threatening first half. So I think a lack of confidence certainly played a part in that. But the players were trying to do the right thing. They were trying to stamp our game plan on them. Thankfully, they got rewarded at the end.
Just finally, you play the same opponents, of course, on Tuesday night now. What sort of game will you use that as now?
Well, hopefully another game to build momentum. You know, we don't want to lose what we've got the here and now, which is a really nice feeling. It is when you win. And then you've got to try and repeat it and do it again. So now we're trying to do that in the cup.
Andy, congratulations tonight. Thanks.
Thank you.